The Scrabble Go Guide to Learning New Words. Quizzical, your dad's face when he hasn't got enough vowels. Skeptical, your mom's face when you try to say small is a word. Belligerent, how your brother feels when he doesn't win. Vocabulary, what you all build when you play Scrabble Go together. Everyone's a winner with Scrabble Go, the fun brain training game you can play with family wherever you are. Available on Android and iOS. Download Scrabble Go today.
It's Tune In Tuesday on The Ginny Show, and this week we tune into ourselves. Sounds very creepy, doesn't it? But tuning in to yourself, just sitting still and reflecting and really checking in with yourself is pretty much the premise of this Tuesday podcast. And I was thinking about just how busy some of us can be and just how sometimes our day can be on autopilot. You get up in the morning, you do your thing, have your breakfast, go have your coffee, what it may be, and you head to work and you get home, you have dinner, check in with the family and your loved ones, go to bed, and it's like, repeat. We seem to be living in a world where we're mindlessly doing things, meaning that we're just not really fully present. We're doing things on autopilot. And what is life when you're living it on autopilot? You're not really there. You're not really experiencing. You're not really present. So I want to talk about mindlessness today. Mindlessness is when you're doing something. You know you're doing something, but you're not really fully engaged or present while you're in that action. I just realized today that I mindlessly ate my breakfast. Now, this is really disappointing for me because I love the experience of eating food. Every night when my partner and I have dinner together, we mindfully eat. We sit there, no distractions, no TV. We sit there with each other with our plates and we mindfully eat every bite. It's because it's an experience and we both really love food and we both really want to savor and cherish what we're eating because we're grateful to have food. We're blessed that we can actually afford and eat food. And we're using that food to nourish, sustain, and energize our bodies. So we want to be mindful doing that. And this morning when I mindlessly ate my breakfast, I just sat back and I thought, geez, where did my cereal go? Like, how did I eat that? How did I eat that so quickly? And I know this is about food and I tend to talk about food a lot. But this Tune In Tuesday, I want you to think about mindfully eating. When you're sitting down and you're having your lunch, mindfully eat every bite. 2 years ago, I was introduced to this book called Buddhism for Busy People. It's a book by David Mickey. And something that stuck out to me about the book and what I learned from it is there was a lesson that David Mickey talked about that a monk said his key to happiness or enlightenment was when he eats, he eats. When he sleeps, he sleeps. When he walks, he walks. I paraphrase that very poorly, but essentially what the monk was talking about was mindfulness and being fully present in every action that he was partaking in. So this morning, this Tune In Tuesday, let's think about mindful eating. Let's start with eating. When we're eating, let's eat. I know a lot of you sit at your desk and eat your lunches while you're checking emails or while you're looking at your text or unattended agenda items. But one meal, let's start with one meal, whether it be your dinner, whether it be your breakfast, whether it be your lunch, when you can, just one meal a day. Eat it mindfully. Be grateful for the food that you're taking in with every bite. Send a little love and energy to the people who prepared that food for you. If you prepared it yourself, send love to the farmers who grew those vegetables. Send love to the animals who gave up their life so you can eat. Everything serves a purpose much more than we're aware of, especially when we're eating mindlessly. So on this Tune In Tuesday, eat one meal mindfully. Really be present. Send gratitude to the fact that you actually can eat. Buon proveggio, my friends, and I will catch you tomorrow.
It's time to party. The Genie Show. Oh, oh.